Welcome to the Thrive at Work podcast. In this podcast, we discuss strategies, tools, and tactics to help you find more meaning, more success, and more fulfillment at work. Now, who doesn't want that? So here's your host, Nancy Cabara.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Thrive at Work podcast. Today, we're diving into a game-changing concept. I think it has the power to change both your life and your career. Now, I came across this concept over 10 years ago, and when I first did, it actually baffled me. I was in coach school, and the instructor introduced a concept she called the map is not the territory, suggesting that what you think is reality is actually not reality, and that the reality you see has been shaped by, among other things, your thoughts about the situation. So she explained that we experience life not as it is, but as our minds interpret it. In other words, what she was saying was that our thoughts create our reality, and that we can change our thoughts to create a new reality. And I went, what? I was mind blown. I was confused. Anyway, over the next few years, it led me to spend more time thinking about thinking. Then the other day, I came across a quote that inspired today's podcast. It is by Epictetus, a Stoic Greek philosopher. I just learned how to say that. Now, according to Epictetus, he said, we are disturbed not by what happens to us, but by our thoughts about what happens. And I think the quote is such a powerful reminder that our experiences are shaped more by our interpretations of those events than by the events themselves. In other words, our thoughts about the events, the circumstances, are what shape our experience of the circumstance. So today I'm inviting you to explore thought shifting, specifically how shifting your thoughts can elevate you. So let's break it down. I want you to think back to a professional setback. Now think about, was it really the situation that left you feeling down, defeated, disappointed? Or was it the story you told yourself about what happened? So for example, maybe it was a presentation at work and you had spent all this time planning this presentation and you were very confident and you thought it would go well, but then it didn't go as planned. And your first thought was, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Or maybe it's something that I'm sure we've all gone through where you were hoping to get this leadership promotion, but a colleague got it and your hopes and dreams were shattered. And in an instant you thought, I'll never be a leader. I'll never make it. Now, although those thoughts can feel so real, they're not necessarily facts. They're just one way of interpreting the circumstances. Now, we often internalize setbacks as personal failures, or we downplay our achievements when we don't get to where we thought we would get. I see it all the time in my coaching sessions. Now, these thought patterns, they don't just cause us stress. They actually limit our potential. However, the good news is that once we realize that our first reaction isn't always the most accurate or helpful reaction, we can change our experience by changing our thoughts about the situation. Think about this. There could be two people who hear the exact same critique yet walk away feeling completely different. One might feel attacked and become defensive, while the other feels curious and even motivated to find out more and to grow from that critique. It's the same situation, but there are two dramatically different experiences. This shows that it's rarely the external circumstance that determines whether you feel fulfilled or whether you feel frustrated. It's actually how you interpret those circumstances. And, you know, we must talk about, it's not about ignoring your emotions or pretending that everything is fine and, you know, bad things are not bad things. It's about realizing that there's a crucial moment between when something happens and when you react to it. That space is where your true power lives. It's in that space that you have a choice to respond. So for example, when you're criticized, when somebody gives you some feedback, it is so helpful to pause before immediately taking it or reflecting it or using it as a criticism of your abilities. I think it's best to not rush into, you know, making it valid or not, or making it or catastrophizing. Instead, I think it's best to notice your initial response. So just notice, how did you initially respond to it, and without judgment. And then ask yourself, is this interpretation actually helping me, or is it holding me back? Am I learning anything from my response to that criticism, or can I see it in a different light? Perhaps that different light could empower you rather than diminish you. So give yourself some space to consider this perspective. It's all about thought shifting. So what's all this thought shifting, Nancy? What are you talking about? Well, there are three techniques that you can use, and you can pick whichever one comes to mind when you're caught in a situation. They all work, but it's up to you to decide in the moment what you pick. So the first thought shifting technique I call notice and question. This is where you notice and question your automatic thoughts, as we talked about earlier. So when facing a challenging situation, what I'm asking you to do with this technique is to notice your thoughts that arise immediately and you label them. For example, it could be worrying thoughts or self-critical thoughts that come up. Now, this simple act creates a distance between your thought and the choice that you're going to make. Because the next thing you need to do is to ask yourself, is this really true? And then after that, ask yourself, is it helpful? And finally, ask yourself, what story am I telling myself about this situation? And is this the only possible interpretation? Or could there be more empowering ways to look at this situation? So the second thought shifting technique is what I call having the thought. So this is how it works. So instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try saying, I'm having the thought that I'm not good enough. I'm having the thought that I'm not good enough. Now, this subtle change might seem really small, or, you know, you might be wondering what's the point, but it makes a big difference. It creates a little bit of distance between you, the identity of you, and the thought itself. It makes the thought an object. So I'm having a thought, which means you can change what you're having. The thought that you're having, it allows you to see that you're having a temporary mental event rather than it being the absolute truth. So it's a way of reminding you that just because you're thinking it doesn't actually mean that it's the truth. And this mental shift of seeing your thoughts as temporary and separate from your identity gives you the space to choose a different and perhaps even more balanced and empowering perspective. So, and the third thought shifting technique is what I call, I don't know yet. Now, when things don't go as planned and you start feeling, you know, negative about the situation, I think it's good to try saying, I don't know yet, or I don't yet know how this will turn out. Yeah, maybe it's I don't yet know how this will turn out. Because it keeps you open to possibilities rather than you getting stuck in a negative narrative. So instead of labeling the situation as a failure or a setback and saying, oh, hands up in the air, this will never work, I think a simple shift in language will open these possibilities. If you say, I don't yet know how this will turn out, it could be down one path, it could be the other path. It just removes you from being locked into a negative perspective or a negative narrative. And it allows you to remain open and curious and adaptable so that you can recognize different outcomes that are possibilities that lead to new opportunities or valuable lessons, I would say. So to summarize, I've given you three thought shifting techniques to use. The first was notice and question. That is around creating awareness of the thought and challenging the thought as to its veracity. The second was having the thought. That technique asks you to separate your identity from the thought so you can have more and varied thoughts. And the third technique was the I don't yet know. And that particular technique is to help you open up the possibilities instead of getting stuck in the one negative narrative. Okay, so you might be asking, so what, Nancy? So what's this supposed to do for us? Now, I think this ancient wisdom is not just philosophical. I think it's deeply practical. I think it's not just an abstract concept. I think it's actually a practical tool that I have used myself, as well I've used with my clients. It's a tool for, you know, your personal leadership and your personal growth. So one client I had described thought shifting as finally taking off this really, really heavy coat that she had and she was carrying around, and she didn't even realize that she was wearing it and that it was weighing her down, because she had the one perspective and always thought through circumstances in that one negative view. The result was that once she realized that she could have thought shifting, she could use thought shifting techniques, she realized that her energy was different around difficult circumstances, and that she could transform. She could find opportunities in the circumstances that she was going through that she hadn't seen before, and she realized that possibilities become available to her. So when you master this practice, everything shifts. Decision making becomes clearer. I think relationships improve because you stop just assuming people's intentions. And I think leadership becomes more authentic, your leadership, because you're not constantly reacting to the internal narrative that you've got, but you're opening up your perceptions. So remember that your thoughts shape your experience of an event or a situation, and that your experience of that situation influences the actions that you take. And ultimately, the actions that you take determine your results. And when you own that first domino, that thought that you had about what happened, you regain control and you can respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. So here's your challenge for today. I always give you homework. I want you to think about a situation where you've been feeling stuck or frustrated. Take a few minutes and apply any of the thought shifting techniques that we talked about to this situation. Once you've done that, think through what you notice changing. What feels different? How are you changing the circumstance or your interpretation of the circumstance? So I'd really love to hear your stories and your reflections, so share those with me. Now, the last thought I'd like to leave you with is that thoughts are really powerful, and that you will thrive not in controlling what happens to you, but in choosing your thoughts about what happens. Super. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode and it resonated with you, make sure you share it with someone who could benefit from thought shifting. Until next time, keep thought shifting and watch your reality transform. Bye.
You've been listening to the Thrive at Work podcast with your host, Nancy Cabara. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. You can also leave a review, which will help the podcast reach and impact more people. Till next time.